Continuing on now on this Monday, the 13th of January 2020. And as we look toward the rest of the year, we continue to talk about how strong the economy really is. I mean, you look at the unemployment numbers and, well, you look at commercial sales during Christmas. Sales were record-setting, which means consumers are very confident about everything that's going on with the economy. Consumers are in the game, and the stock market continues to perform very well as well. In fact, I'd like to go to bite number nine. Bite number nine, the economy just keeps moving along. Great news. The single biggest factor pushing the president's approval ratings is the economy. Bite number nine. Go.
Any president, forget his name, forget his party, running for re-election, 50-year low in unemployment. You know, the economy keeps adding jobs. And let's go back to the Trump map. Look at the Trump map. Pennsylvania, December 2016, 5.6%, now 4.3%. Wisconsin, down from where it was when the president won election. Michigan, unemployment rate down. Florida, unemployment rate down. Iowa, unemployment rate down. Ohio, unemployment rate down. If you're, again, a president, no matter your name, no matter your party, running for re-election, that was your map in 2016. Every one of those big battleground states that went for Trump has a lower unemployment rate today. That's a pretty good calling card.
It's a very good calling card.
It's an incredible calling card. In fact, I attended an event for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce here on Friday, I guess it was, and it was the economic forecast for 2020. And I've got to be honest, it looks very good. And remember that in Michigan and Florida and Nevada, those three states took it exceptionally hard during the economic downturn. Some would say that Michigan was in a 10-year lull, a 10-year spot where the economy was not good and suffered a little bit more than everybody else. And so whether it's education, workforce readiness, employer rights, energy and the environment, healthcare, infrastructure, legal issues, and the tax climate, all of these things being considered in 2020, and it all looks pretty good, not only in Michigan but around the country as we head into 2020 and the rest of the year. Stuart Varney was on Fox News just over the weekend. And Stuart Varney, who I love his accent, from Fox Business, pointed out just how far we have come in this economy. I want you to hear this. I mean, I want you to think about how much we have accomplished. Stuart Varney from Fox Business. Bite number 10 it is. Bite 10. Go.
When Donald J. Trump was elected president November 2016, the Dow Jones average was at 18,000. Mm-hmm. Today, it may hit 29,000. So you've gained 11,000 points in 3 years. That is an explosive
rally.
Never
been done before.
No, in that time frame, no, it has not. 11,000 points. Wait a second. That 11,000-point run-up in the stock market for the Dow Industrials, that has added $12.8 trillion to the value of American business. That is because of the Trump stock market rally, which is because of the Trump economic boom.
Yeah, the Trump economy is what this is. And so consider what's being told on the other side of the aisle. We need to raise taxes. We need to increase regulation. We need to step in and tell you what you're allowed to use and not use when it comes to just about everything. You know, we're going to tell you what furnaces you can use. And I say that, I'm going to share something with you here because you may not think I'm serious, but in the state of Washington, there is a city there that'll become the first city in America to ban gas furnaces. It's all true. Gas furnaces are being banned in Bellingham, Washington. Not just in new construction, which has been considered in some places in California, but all buildings. All buildings banning natural gas furnaces. This is likely to pass, and if the ordinance is passed, the cheap gas furnaces would have to be ripped out of basements and utility rooms at businesses and replaced with electric heaters. You know how expensive it is to heat with electricity? You know how expensive baseboard electric heaters are, comparatively speaking? Not to mention the cost of overhaul, and no word on who's going to pay for that in Bellingham, but it's an indication of that's what's being touted on the other side of the aisle. more taxes, more regulation, more ridiculous ideas. Bellingham, not too far from Seattle, by the way. And so when you look at these proposals, you say, well, what's that going to do to the economy? And you know full well what that will do to the economy. It will send it careening right off the tracks and into the ravine. Not just a ditch, but a ravine. And when Paul Krugman said the economy may never recover, I will tell you clearly that if that sort of nonsense comes to the rest of America, where you're banning gas stoves and furnaces, natural gas furnaces and ranges, on the notion that it's going to save the planet, it will destroy the economy in America, and it will never recover. It will never recover. So that's the kind of, disconnect you're dealing with. These fools sit in their gated community and pontificate about how to save the world, not really understanding what they're doing at all. It's the teacher's lounge mentality of controlling America. And these mutts have no idea what they're doing, I can tell you that. All right, well, we're heading down to the bottom of hour number two here. Hour number three is on tap. Chad Livengood will be here. David Coleman and others will be joining us here in hour number three, and we hope to have you here as well. We're going to talk about our new sponsor, Roxor, the solid steel American-rooted side-by-side, four-wheel drive, off-road utility vehicle, the Roxor, R-O-X-O-R. Look that up right now. You'll see what I'm talking about. Man, it's like a Willy's Jeep. You'll understand what I mean when you look. It is the 13th of January. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, at SteveGruber.com. You can drop me a note there, SteveGruber.com. It is the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.